mackerel, folks.
Here we go, guys. Yeah, you ready to rock your pants off, folks? Ready? It's going to be exciting. Bring it up here, right here. You gotta get to this point. Yeah, ready? Yeah, ready? Makes you want to bounce up and down. Even if you're not into this music, you still kind of go, yeah, yeah, all right.
Brian's dancing on a Friday. You can tell it's Friday because
I'm exhausted, kids. I'm beyond the exhausted point. I haven't had to resort to the 5-hour energy stuff. Motivation is still going there. It's pretty going strong. It's nice. I get to have this release of having a show when we get to talk to the fine people. And I'm kind of excited sometimes because, you know, we have some breaking news. Why don't you hit them with the breaking news? Let's go to the phones right away afterwards. But they need to know what's happening. They need to know that there's a little bit of hope, folks.
There is a little bit of hope, Brian. So, as of today, breaking in the last hour, I got the headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal. U.S. House Committee subpoenas two Wisconsin fake electors in insurrection investigation.
Oh, so did they say who?
They do say who. Oh. So I'm going to dive in. But the U.S. House Committee investigating the insurrection attempt at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. This says 2020, but it was in January 2021.
It was a year ago.
Yep, just over a year ago.
Everybody's got the January problem.
Yep, on Friday, issued subpoenas to two Wisconsin Republicans, including the former chair of the state Republican Party, who signed official-looking documents in late 2020.
Official-looking.
Official-looking.
That means fraudulent.
It's another way to say fraudulent. Seeking to hand Wisconsin's Electoral College votes to President Donald Trump. I'm going to jump down because we got a quote from the committee chair, but the committee has subpoenaed 14 individuals, including Andrew Hitt, former chair of the state Republican Party, and 8th Congressional District GOP chair Kelly Rue, who joined 8 other Wisconsin Republicans in the state capitol on December 14th, 2020, to sign official-looking documents purporting that Trump had won the state. The meeting occurred on the same day the Democratic slate of Wisconsin electors convened in the same building to deliver the state's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Joe Biden.
You know, we're going to have our own party over here, and it's going to be illegal. It's going to be illegal. That's what it is.
That is awesome. What happened.
This is great. We're going to get into more of this a little bit, but we have some phone calls, and I want to keep talking about the subject of Tony Evers, the hard and mean Tony Evers. Listen to how he burned Foxconn. This is him burning Foxconn.
The Foxconn deal that Wiedek cut with Foxconn was a very expensive deal for the state of Wisconsin.
I've just scorched earth, guys. That stuff, like, hitting hard. So again, I understand Don's frustration. I understand Don's just, come on, people. But you can't ask the guy to be something he isn't. So he's doing what he can to right now. I think I like the move of putting forth this proposal and making them push against it. I like it. And he's doing what he can within himself to affect change or to at least possibly win back a little bit of the governor's race. Because again, the alternative, not so rosy for us.
Well,
so
we're going to see. We got a primary on that end because yesterday Kevin Nicholson did announce that he's running for governor as a Republican. And so we got a Republican primary on our hands, Brian.
A monkey wrench at best.
A monkey wrench for sure.
So at best.
Well, a monkey wrench in Rebecca Clayfish's plans, at least, because she was hoping to cakewalk right to that Republican nomination for governor.
And she may have to maybe even explain a little bit of her positions a little bit further than just saying Governor Evers did it. No.
Yeah.
So let's go to Dean in Augusta, Wisconsin. Or is it Augusta? Because I've noticed that if there's like another city named it in Wisconsin, like Berlin, it's Berlin. Not Berlin, but Berlin. It's not Oregon. It's Oregon. It's Oregon. And like, I get it. You want to distinguish, but I just need to know, Dean, is Augusta Augusta or Augusta?
Augusta.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Augusta.
Thanks, how are we doing? How are we doing today, Dean?
How you doing, Dean? Welcome.
Doing all right. I was just kind of hoping that that Tony Evers would maybe take some of this money, and since Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Monday, talking about all the lead pipes that are going to be changed and whatnot. Take some of that money as either a grant or a low-interest loan for inner-city people to start construction companies and do some of that work over there and try to get some of the poverty out of inner-city Milwaukee. You know, let the people who live there start their own company, fix their own problems, make some money, turn the money around in the community, and maybe start turning Milwaukee around.
That's an absolutely wonderful, noble idea. I think if you want to find some really good ways to do that, I'd say listen to Earl Ingram. He's got a lot of people with a lot of great ideas, including his own. He's got his own 501c3 that is really helping out specifically directly in the community with elders and stuff like that. You should check that out.
Yeah, but the vice president was also in town in Milwaukee on Monday because about $140 million, I believe, I might be slightly off on that number, but there's about $140 million coming from the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed last year that is going to that problem specifically as well, Dean. So there are some funds on the way. There's going to be some relief for the citizens of Milwaukee against those lead pipes, and hopefully we can see more bipartisan problems get addressed with bipartisan solutions.
I'd love to see something happen. I hate to say it, but I started this station 2016, 2017. And that was one of the first issues that was brought up and still hasn't been addressed in the entire time I've been here. And I know people have been fighting on this for a long time. And
it took Madison years, man. Madison is one of only two cities in the entire country that's removed lead off of its service lines. And it took Madison a number of years to be able to make it happen. And so it's not an easy fix. That's the problem.
The money's there. I want to see, and the money's earmarked for specifically that. I just want to see the results.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We want to see your phone calls. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. We're going to dive more into this breaking news story. Again, two fake electors subpoenaed by the January 6th panel. We'll dive into the story more